Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, exhale your pup and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out. Today is the day.
Well, welcome. It is a beautiful day today, and we are so happy that you have tuned in to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is Cindy Sharp, and it's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And if you have been listening in this week, we have been doing a five-step program throughout the week on our 15-minute show to give you a little bit of spark of love and light in your healing business. And the show has been called Calling All Healers, Five Steps to Heal Your Business. And this is step number four. And this is a real important subject, but I'd like to really go through some of the things that we've talked about quickly, because I know we have a very quick show here. And so one of the things that I'd like to talk about is what we've talked about so far this week, because we've talked about some things that are pretty important. And one of the things that we talked about in the beginning of the week was sitting in that awareness, right? You know, really being in that awareness of knowing that you're in the right place and to be aware when you're not connected and to be able to shift yourself back quicker and quicker and quicker. Because what we do sometimes is we get, you know, kind of stuck in this, oh, the energy is crazy and things are going on. And, I'm a real spiritual human too in both those worlds. And I totally, completely understand how that can happen. So, but it's about shifting ourselves back quicker and being in that moment with that energy. So that's what the awareness piece was about. We talked about gratitude, and that's about really just being grateful for where you are, grateful for what your gift is. I mean, your gift is joy drop that was given to you and only you, and to be able to sit in that gratitude of wherever you are, whatever is going on, that it is not only the perfect place, it is the right place, but it's that heartfelt energy that you connect yourself to that helps you stay in that flow and helps you move forward with your business. So today we have a really neat topic, and the topic is atonement. And so I know if you, if you have read the Bible or if you listen to anything with theology at all, but, you know, in the Bible, atonement is kind of, you know, about confession and about kind of living up to your struggles or your challenges, or struggles or challenges that have maybe happened to you. And today, what we want to do is put our real spiritual light on that. And where is it in your life that you are having struggles that you are having challenges, that your business is having challenges, and that instead of, you know, being in that place of the challenge, that you're shifting yourself to a more satisfaction energy, an energy of knowing that everything is working out fine and everything is working well, and that you can forgive. You know, just forgive yourself for the beating up that you've done. Because to really heal your spiritual business, there is no way to do it if you are stuck in this energy of what I call the feet stuck in cement, where you're not in that move forward, get into the flow, that very loving, high vibration energy. And when you have been called by Spirit to do something as amazing as you have been called for, to heal the world one person at a time, you cannot stick in that place where you're looking at what the struggle is or what struggles happened to you. What struggle has happened, you know, in the last week. And I'm going to give you a beautiful story. So here's my great story is yesterday I was ready to teach class. And any of you, you know, spiritual folks know out there that, you know, the hardest part about getting ourselves out there is sometimes either A, filling your business or filling up something that you're passionate and that you love. And filling up classes for me is my, teaching classes for me is my heartfelt joy. Oh, I'm so, so in my beautiful energy when I'm doing that. And to get people into a class is really important to me. I mean, it's not only about how many people I have there. It's about that the people that I have there are the people that are here to receive the message that I have. And sometimes you can work very, 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 very hard to get people into a class. And so I've worked hard for a long time at, you know, different types of workshops and so on and so forth. And, you know, sometimes they're full, sometimes they're not. It's just the way that the business goes. As we know, we're always in the right place at the right time. But yesterday I had a class, and I was really excited because the class was full. I had some really special people that had come to that class that I was so happy to be able to spread some love and some light on. And as I was getting ready to go do the class, which was an online class, my computer just decided, you know, hey, I don't know what the deal is, but I don't want to do it. I mean, it would do it over and over and over. It worked perfectly fine all the time. But in those few seconds of having to get on that class, it wasn't going to happen. That was all there was to it. And I had a choice. I had a choice to be upset. I had a choice to you know, start blaming it on technology. I had a choice to blame it on maybe I did something wrong, maybe the company that I work with that does this is doing something wrong. I had that choice, and I could have done that, and I could have gone there. But I made a different choice, and I made a different choice, and that choice was to be sitting in this energy of I'm in the right place, I'm in the right time, I know that it's for the greater good. And how can I find some satisfaction in this moment? And I went back from the energy of nothing's working, and moved to this energy. And that is, what did I do well? What are the things that I did great and fantastic in this moment? And this is where we move from that atonement piece, where we're really, you know, kind of looking at the struggles or the challenges, and that we're trying to own up to what we did wrong, which means our energy is moving towards what's going wrong instead of our energy moving towards what's going right. And so in that moment, I had the choice. I could look at what's going wrong, or I could look at what's going right. And I decided to move to satisfaction. You know what? What went right? I did a really, really good job and put together a beautiful class. Well, nobody has gotten to see it yet, but, you know, they will. I just have to know that. And then the other piece is that the energy and the love that I put into this week coming up to this class was energy and love I was spreading everywhere, on myself, on my business, and on others, just by sharing with them about the excitement and the love that I had for teaching this class. And so I literally, in the moment when it happened, and my guides, and I want to thank Spirit for putting me here in this moment to learn this lesson. Because quite honestly, I'm usually kind of one of those driver personalities, and I wouldn't have been in that energy. So here's what I ask of you today. Where are you in the energy of where you're looking about what's going wrong, or you're looking about what somebody else did, and that is a reflection of where you think you are? So I want you to think about that today. That is the big thing today. So as we know, tomorrow we're going to do the total healing of your business together. We're going to bring the thought processes, the heart process, and the spiritual guidance that we've had this week all together, and we're going to heal your business. But today I really want you to stay in this. And I want you to stay in this, you know, this kind of, I'm going to call it confession mode. Let's kind of confess. Right? We're going to atone. You know, the atonement piece is that confession. Let's kind of confess. Where have we not been our greatest and our best self only because we haven't looked at what's going right? So I want you to think about that with a really open heart. You might do some writing on it. You might do some meditation on it. You might just say, hey, I'm ready to release this. I'm done with it once and for all. Look at all the great stuff I do. And get yourself to that energy and that place of really moving into that spiritual flow, because in that spiritual flow is where your business moves forward. And you have to release all these things that have not supported you thus far, to be able to move to that very successful business that you're really looking for, where you really have that sense of peace, you really have that sense of knowing that you're in the right place, that you're really depending on your team, your spirit team, and spirit to heal you, heal your clients, so you can heal the rest of the world. So I think that's a pretty powerful message, and I think we all do it, because let me tell you what, I've done it. I work with other clients that have done it, you know, so many times that it starts getting to be their story. So change your story. Confess it up. If you're not loving yourself or your business, or you're blaming something on others in some which way, shape, or form, today is the day to heal it. Today is the day to let it go. So, a little homework for you. Okay, everybody, I thank you so very, very much for coming today. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, because tomorrow is our major healing session. So thank you very, very much. And this is Cindy Sharp with Sharpening Your Spirit. This is 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business Alive. And if you need any other help or any guidance, you can always contact me here on Blog Talk, or best yet, go to my webpage, which is www.sharpeningyourspirit.com, and I have some fun, fantastic free gifts for you, as well as other loving things. So check in on me, and I'm here for you. See you tomorrow. Sending you off with love and light and a big kiss. Take care.